All right.
The Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Hey, Kate in Boston's on. Hey, Kate, you're on the post show.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say how much I love the post show pre show. It gets me through my work day. I work in a lab, so I just have headphones in all day doing my work, and getting to listen to you guys and laugh really makes it go by so much better, and all of the podcasts that you guys do. I love listening to every single one of them.
Well, thanks a lot.
And cool.
We rarely can get a caller on the post show, but you hung on hold and we appreciate that. So today you'll be able to hear yourself as soon as the whole podcast starts.
I know, that'll be so exciting.
Yeah,
and by the way, I got to meet you in Boston and Eddie, and you two are just so amazing and so great. And being there on St. Patrick's Day was one of the coolest experiences ever. And I was one of those people that was a little bit drunk screaming in the audience. And it was
So that was a Raging Idiots show in Boston. Did we meet you after the show or before the show?
After the show.
They had us stand. Let me tell you what I remember about that. And you remember this too, Kate. They had us go stand in the winter right at the front doors with the front doors open, and everybody was so cold.
Yep, front doors wide open.
And I was just like, because after a show, 99% of the time, I'll go meet every single person that's up there unless I'm sick. Other than that, or for some reason that we have to get going to the next city, which almost never happens. And so I was like, I'm going to go meet every single person in the lobby. Eddie and I go up. And Kate, you can back me up on this. We just walk out. Everybody's up there waiting. We're just hanging out.
Yep.
But it's so cold. My ears were hurting. So I look like a douche.
I will have to say.
Go ahead.
I was in a vest that day. It was quite warm, actually.
Stop it. It was not warm for us.
I think we were the only cold ones.
It was so cold. My face was hurting. There are pictures where I look like a douche because I'm in a hoodie. I can pull my hood up over my head.
We were freezing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a really funny picture of you. You're kind of sticking your tongue out a little bit. It's really funny.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad that we could do some stuff during the day to put you in a good mood.
Yes, thank you so much. I love you guys, and I love the show so much.
Thanks, Kate. See you later.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. There you go. Lunchbox is actually in Austin today. I wonder what are you guys doing the sports show today since he's gone?
I'm not sure if he's able to hang out. I don't know. Lunchbox, are you going to hang out for a bit?
It depends how long's a bit, but yeah, I can do it hopefully if we get it in. I mean, I got somewhere to be at 11:30, so I got a little bit of time.
It's challenging, like when he's on the road or when we travel. It's hard to do podcasts like that. We make it happen sometimes, but it's tough.
They do a sports show called The Sore Losers, and most days you guys do the show. And did Lunchbox cry or something? I saw the tease.
Yeah, he was crying. He was saying that the Houston Rockets are crybabies, so then he cried as if he was like a baby. Pretty much the
whole
show.
And I'm really good at crying, is what they were saying.
Do it, Lunchbox. Believable?
No.
He thinks he's good.
No, you guys told me I was good. Don't say I said it. You gave me credit for being a good crier.
Boy, he just went 180 on you guys.
He sounds like Miss Piggy.
He does sound like a Muppet.
Right?
Yeah. But listen, check out the Sore Losers podcast. It's on iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
And you can hear these. If you like sports, you can do that. I didn't get to the story today. I try not to do a bunch of dating stuff on the show. But the biggest dating turnoff is when the other person looks at their phone.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? They're bored?
That's what we take it as. I've been on dates where someone's looked at their phone before, and I go, oh, they're just... But again, I think we're just so conditioned to look at our phones all the time.
If you're on a first date, do you have your phone out or you put it away?
Put it away.
Okay. So see, you're...
I put it away so I can't even look at it.
Right. Because you're trying to be engaged.
I have a date tonight.
What?
You said you had dinner, but you didn't say date.
What do you mean...
Till now? Why do you wait till now?
Well, because we're talking about dating.
Okay, who do you have a date with?
A girl.
Oh, okay. Because I was questioning that.
That's not like I'm not going to say
same,
it.
Have you dated this person before? Is it a new date? Do we know her?
Okay.
Hold on.
You're asking
here?
Too many things at once. Go ahead. I'll give you three questions. I'll tell you what. I give everybody one question.
All right.
Go ahead. Lunchbox?
Oh, man. Ooh, what's her Instagram?
His question has now been forfeited.
Oh my gosh, Lunchbox.
So there you go,
it.
One question down. Amy.
Have you gone on a date with her before?
One time.
Okay.
Not really the clip I was looking for, but whatever it is, first of the month.
Is it really the first of the month?
First, yeah, yeah, I know. That just confirmed to me it was May 1st. I was like, what?
Yeah. Or it's going to be May.
Yeah, I love it.
Morgan number two. Do you know who it is?
No, I was going to ask you, where did you meet her?
Oh, that was my question. Dang it.
Well, mutual friends, but we didn't.
Oh.
You don't know who it is?
I feel like I do.
Mutualish friends is how we knew of each other. But then we actually saw each other on the app that I'm on.
Mm. Okay. And she's in Nashville? Oh, that was more than one question. Sorry.
Eddie?
Well, obviously she's
here. Mine's a double question.
You don't get a double question. That's called two questions.
Two-parter.
No, there's those things that double question.
1A, 1B.
You can ask one of them. Go ahead.
Where are you all going?
I don't know.
What kind of food are you eating?
I don't know yet. Good question, Eddie.
What kind of food are you eating? That doesn't help us figure out who she is.
The end.
I just feel like when we do this, it's the same questions. Like, what do we...
Thank you for playing, everyone.
And he doesn't tell us anything,
Amy. Does she live here?
You didn't get a question to ask that. But anyway, I have a date tonight. But here's the thing. I got to shut the date down by like 8:15 because I got a spray tan. Because I have to go to iHeart Country. I'm hosting the iHeart Country Festival. I'm playing. And then I had to have a spray tan for iHeart or American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to shut the date down kind of early.
How long do those spray tans last?
What do you mean?
Like, how often do you have to do them?
Once a week.
Oh. Sometimes, and they just slowly kind of fade away?
Yeah, sometimes I don't do it once a week. It just depends if I have a shoot or not. And I really would not do them. Here's the reason I for sure do them now is because when I stand next to Ryan and Luke, and you'll hear this later, they're both so tan for different reasons.
Mm.
Or anyone. They're all so tan. I look like just Casper, even when I'm not. So I have no shame anymore. I get it.
Nah, you don't need to have
during
shame.
The TV shooting part of my life, once a week. At times, sometimes twice.
Yeah. It just sounds like a pain in the butt. Just to get it done.
Yeah.
It's almost like a haircut. Being pale is
a pain in the butt, Eddie. Be thankful for your skin.
Oh, I am.
I'm serious.
I wish I was Mexican.
I know. This is like that. You know, we're supposed to accept who we are and
I know.
Like love ourselves and stuff. That's one thing where I'm like, golly, if I could just have olive skin, life would be so much easier.
Like your kids are so, they have a white mom and a Mexican dad.
Yeah, their skin is perfect.
My wife and I were talking about that yesterday. We call them caramel. Because they just have like that good skin color. They're blessed with it.
Man, y'all are smart.
We didn't plan it.
Morgan number two, how's your dating life going before we go?
Good. I mean, been on a few dates.
How many dates with that one dude I saw?
The one that looks like your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, is that the dude? Is that the same dude? I didn't think he looked like your ex-boyfriend.
See, I don't think
you saw him in person.
Yeah.
You didn't, because the pictures did.
She was blowing him off whenever I was there. And I was like, stop, pay attention to the dude. She was like, nah, he's good. And I was like, all right. But I'd be like, peace out. Girl, do that to me?
Gone.
See ya.
No time for that.
Ain't got no time for that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Morgan number two, you still dead inside? Or are you?
No, she's getting a little more alive. I'm going to answer the question.
Good.
They're little seedlings that are sprouting little.
Good.
Yeah. Now you can answer now, but I was just going to jump in before you.
Yeah, no, I am. We talked about that.
She said I am. So you're not dead.
No. Bobby and I talked about it, and I'm coming more alive.
Okay, good.
Not 100% dead anymore.
How many times you been out with that dude?
Two. We have our third date planned.
When? So that's one question.
I love this game.
All right, Amy, go.
Oh, do you see yourself marrying him?
That's a good question.
Good question. Come on. Good question.
I'm not thinking there yet. I'm not there yet.
Okay. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Morgan number two, what are you doing tonight?
What on earth?
Are you trying to see if I'm talking about Morgan number two?
Yep.
Oh!
Okay. Boom. See, that's how you do detective work. You fools didn't even realize what I was doing.
Because I think she said she'd been on two dates with him. And I said I'd been on one.
No. But I was seeing if she could still be going out with you too. She's not committed to any
Bono. She went out with Bono.
What do you mean, Bono?
You too,
dummy.
That's the dumbest joke ever.
I laughed.
Morgan number two, what are you doing tonight?
No, I'm live tweeting for the Billboard Music Awards.
And on my date tonight, I'm watching someone live tweet the Billboard Music Awards. So it's pretty
exciting. Wow. See, guys,
this is not true. Not true.
Or is it?
Eddie.
My turn. I'm going to get her on this one.
Go ahead.
Morgan number two, what personality trait do you like about this guy? Got her.
What do you got her? It's a good question.
Because the last one, she didn't like what that other guy said about her.
Oh, yeah. He said she was driven.
Yeah.
Or something.
I like that. That was a good answer, though.
I know.
Go ahead, Morgan number two.
Gosh, that's a lot.
Does he listen to this?
Randomly, not
he's like, that means now. All the time.
Yeah. No,
if he's saying right? randomly,
come on,
he's a diehard
well,
fan.
No,
he is a hardcore fan.
No, but
yes,
no, I don't agree with that, Morgan. Number two, but I do agree with the fact that once you start dating someone on the show,
listen to
you start listening to everything.
Gets me in trouble.
Like, Hey,
you
say hi
question.
To him. He's probably listening.
Yeah.
Hope you have fun with
hey, Jocko, what's his name? Jocko Jack. That's what we'll call him. Because he kind of looks like a Jocko. You know.
What's your
favorite
answer.
Thing about Jocko Jack?
He's up for anything, which is how I am.
Oh.
Okay. Really? Why did you guys have to go in that direction?
Wait, what direction?
You said it.
Okay. Like going hiking and fun dinners.
So we only gone out twice. Oh, so have y'all hiked or gone to dinner? Like, what have y'all done as the date?
Our first date lasted like 3.5 hours. We sat there talking, we ate and had drinks, and we went and played pool at like the Billards underneath.
The Billards.
It's called the Billards.
Billiards.
The Billiards?
Not, I don't know. Billiards?
Like, so, okay, my turn.
Mm hmm.
You guys made out?
I thought this was like a one. Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
No, somebody
should have asked Bobby that. Nobody asked Bobby if
you asked. You asked at the beginning. You
I
asked
didn't.
Her about our dates.
No, it wasn't. Then I said, let's go around the room.
He was being host at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was hosting the show. Okay, let's take about make off. Have you guys kissed?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
And how many dates?
Two. Ooh.
Well, see, Bobby, you see how Morgan number two is not scared to answer when she smooches? We ask you if you smooch. I'm not going to talk about that. Like, you need to let us know when you smooch, too. See?
Well, she obviously isn't protecting Jocko Jack.
Yes.
Bobby is protecting who he's dating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bobby's a little
Morgan
bit more,
two.
Like...
And I've answered that question. I told you the girl from the wedding we didn't...
Oh, have you seen her again?
No.
Oh, man,
I'm telling you, I've... Shut up, Eddie.
I did. I approve of her.
But she's very young.
So?
Yeah, but she's very hot.
Okay,
and
Elvis.
She was very cool, like, personality-wise.
Yes, she seems really cool.
Yeah.
I told you that there was no smooch in there. We only met it once. I've been what?
Why are you stuttering?
Yes, I'm not stuttering.
He's being careful with his words.
I know he is.
Because they know who she is.
Who's they?
Anyone, because I put her on Instagram.
Oh, that's
the
right.
girl
you
from
did.
The
I
wedding?
About
yes.
That. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
yeah.
That's
true.
So
yes.
I do have to
And
be
we
careful.
Know she's very, very, very pretty and very cool and nice
yes.
and whatnot. Yes.
Awesome.
We did try to make plans to go out again. We just haven't yet. How long ago was that wedding?
Ooh. About a month.
That's yeah. what I'm saying. Like, my travel schedule has been so insane.
That's why the girl before that, you're like, so we hanging out or not? Because I'm about to get busy.
I know. And Amy, I know you gave me a hard time about that. You gave me a hard time. Like you
I
let
did.
You really let me have it.
I did because it. Yeah, I did.
You really gave it to me.
Yeah.
But it was actually smart because now, I mean, he didn't have time. He was actually being honest, and they said nah, right? You guys agree with nah?
Nah or nah?
Well, I was like, hey, we going out or nah? We like each other. That was another girl. I've been going on dates in California a little bit.
Ow!
Whoa!
Different crop
Whoa.
Over there.
I didn't know Katie.
So
Perry
the girl
was
you're going out with tonight, she's. I mean, obviously.
She lives here.
Okay.
Wait, what kind of Cali girls you going with? Where are we?
What do you mean? What kind of? It's just girls I've met, mostly on the app. I get on that app.
Oh, I thought you met them in the audience or something.
Audience of what?
American Idol.
No, I don't even go out to the audience. I kind of stay in my room with all the contestants. But
maybe
yeah.
a contestant's sister.
Oh my god!
You just turned him down. That was it, huh? He would have kept going, too.
He was just going to keep going.
As a sister, cousins.
What about their mailmans?
housekeeper.
But yes, that's why I was like, hey, I'm leaving, so let's see if we like each other. And if we don't, we're good not. And then, but I did reach out to her this past weekend for no other reason. Like, I knew a band that she would like to come to town. I was like, hey, I know them, sort of. So do you want to go? I'm not going. I couldn't go. I was like, hey, I can get you in. You can do the meet and greet or whatever. So
that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And she was like, yeah, and then she didn't show up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know why. I think she couldn't get there. It was early.
Oh.
I think thinking back, yeah, I think it was too early because I was like day of. I was like, hey, I know you like these.
Because
the band had reached out to me and said, hey, we're fans. Do you want to come to the show? And I was like, nope. I'm in California. I would love to. So then I reached out to her. I was like, hey, you want to go? So whatever.
Hey, those California dates, like yeah. you hitting the Hollywood circuit? Like, movie stars and stuff?
Movie stars.
I mean, you say California, L.A., Hollywood. This is a whole different like
thing. There's
not
a circuit. You guys act like I'm...
Yes. There is a Hollywood actress circuit.
I would say to that... No.
Oh, okay.
I would say to that... What are you looking at me for, funny?
Oh, see, Morgan number two knows stuff.
Yeah, she does know stuff. What do you want? I would say that one time, twice... With two different things. This app that I'm on, everybody's just chilling. They're like, I'll go on a date. Who cares? I recognized one girl from a TV show. And I was like, hey, then we went out. And I told Mike D. Mike, you thought that was cool, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you knew who she was, Mike D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charmed? Yeah, what cool. TV show?
Charmed. West Wing or what? No. And then another one. Oh, Amy, do you want to? You're going to flip it. Come over here. Hold on. Let me find it first. Anyway, I've been dating a little bit. I'm only dating though because I'm ready to wrap this thing up. I'm just ready to find somebody. Hold on, let me find them.
Wrap what? The dating?
The dating. I'm only dating because I'm looking for an end of the means.
Yeah.
Like I would actually like to find somebody to be with. Hold on, Amy, stop looking at my shoulder yet. Okay. Look, here you go. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, but hold on. Yes, but.
Wonder Years.
Hold on. Go ahead. Well, no.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Boy Meets World?
No! I literally... No.
Just let me say.
I heard...
Okay, great. You can hear...
No.
Just trust me.
Oh, because...
Because I've been talking to her.
Okay, I'm going to give you more on that.
Okay, cool.
Who's the boss?
How did you get...
Laura Winslow.
The app. We matched.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Come on, what TV show?
That's interesting. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. But nothing. I'm just kind of ready. I'm ready to wrap it up.
Okay.
The end.
Put a bow on it.
Okay. We done here?
Yeah, we're done. I have so many questions about that.
Why?
because of stuff I've heard.
Okay.
Interesting.
There you go.
What are the odds that that would be who you said, and I like recently heard something about that?
Do you know her, or do you just like read it in the
no,
in like the,
no, no?
The tabloid
somebody
stuff?
Told me, but I can't. Now I'm like, why were we talking about her, and how do they know this about her? Now I need to dig a little deeper and figure out so I can find out if it's true. But I'm gonna tell you, and then you can find out.
There you go. There you have
it. I mean,
it,
but it's gonna be hard to just ask her this.
A recent now.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Now.
Got it. Felicia, what's her name?
Okay, oh, right.
I'd love her.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's hot. All right.
Wow. Have you seen her in person or y'all just talking online?
We've been talking online.
Okay.
Khaleesi and I. We're talking
Khaleesi.
Dragons.
Khaleesi.
Yeah, talking dragons. All right, we're done. I don't know what that would happen with this whole show, but the end. Here's today's show. All that you heard right now wasn't on the radio. This is just us kind of, as my grandmother would say, dicking around.
She would say that.
Yeah, she would stop dicking around. Get back to work. All right, here we go. You know, after a childhood full of unsuccessful attempts to pull the wool over your mom's eyes, do you really think that she won't be able to tell the difference between a last-minute Mother's Day gift and something truly thoughtful? This Mother's Day, don't settle for anything less than the biggest and brightest bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers has amazing offers on beautiful Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99. With an amazing selection of sweet treats and bouquets, 1-800-Flowers has everything that you need for Mother's Day. Mother's Day bouquets and arrangements starting at $29.99 is an amazing offer, but you have to order today. Order good only while supplies last. 1-800-Flowers, make your mom feel loved. Don't wait till the last minute. To order a beautiful and vibrant Mother's Day bouquet starting at $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com/bones, order today, and save. 1-800-Flowers.com, and you have to do /bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
And welcome to Wednesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, we're back. Here's your quote of the day. Sometimes I come in and I read these, and I'm so inspired by the quote of the day. And so, now.
Quote of the day.
Go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. That's from former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Actually, I like that one a lot. Hey, listen, if you want something great, you got to risk something great. That's what he said. Go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is. I like that. I told you yesterday I was reading this book called The Obstacle is the Way.
Yeah.
A guy in Austin wrote it. And yeah, and you know what else I'm watching too? Is that I think I'm almost done. The Brené Brown Netflix.
Oh, yes. I have that on my list. So
and
good.
I've read her books before, a couple of them. But it's good. Mm-hmm. It's not a comedy special.
No.
It's not quite a TED Talk. It's not quite anything, but that's what makes it so cool. She just gets up and talks. It's only an hour and 15 minutes long. So I did like that. Anyway, there's your quote of the day right there. Go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is.
Quote of the day.
You know, today's Tim McGraw's birthday. That sucker, Tim McGraw, put a bruise on my leg. I told you he gave me a horse eating corn.
He grabbed your
when I saw him.
He squeezed your leg.
Quad. Not much of a quad. It's like a bone with a little bit of meat. It's like a tray instead of a quad. He's squeezing it, and I'm like, oh, and he won't let go. I think that's his way of being funny. And then we worked together the next day on the draft, but he turns 52 today. Tim McGraw, who I think is one of the most underrated, even though he's super highly rated. If he would have retired, he'd be a legend. Like, but he's still contemporary at 52.
Correct.
He's still making hits.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Him and Chesney are still selling out and making hits at 52 years old. It's Tim McGraw's birthday today. My number five best Tim McGraw song of all time.
Take Jimmy Johnson.
Don't take the girl.
Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo.
At number four.
But I like it. I love it. I want some more.
I like it. I love it.
I tried so hard. I can't have above it.
And for Tim McGraw's birthday, we're going to play my number three song right now from Tim McGraw on his 52nd birthday. We'll start the show with Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind. The Bobby Bones Show starts right now.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. Childhood stars shine. Always stay humble and kind.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
So I think the big headline today is that Lunchbox finally met his hero, which is somebody, I'm not quite sure what he does. Who's your hero, Lunchbox?
Johnny Bananas. Okay, so he got his start Real World Key West, and now he is on the challenge, and he is the veteran of the challenge, and he is a dominant member of the challenge on MTV.
So where'd you see him?
At a bar. So I'm at the bar. And
where's the bar that you just see your hero?
Yeah, exactly, in Austin. And I was just at the bar on Saturday night, and we're there, and my buddy Forrest comes running up to me and goes, I just saw Bananas leaving the bathroom. And I was like, there is no way Johnny Bananas is at this bar in Austin because he doesn't live here. And my friend Forrest went and did a lap, and he goes, I got him. And I was like, okay, here we go. I'm going to play it cool. If it's really Johnny Bananas, I'm going to be cool, calm, collective. And we walk up these stairs, take a left, and there is Johnny Bananas, and I did anything but play it cool.
So I have a clip. I thought this was like an interview with Lunchbox and Johnny Bananas. It's one clip that's 9 seconds long.
Wow, okay.
So, what? And I'm about to hear what, the interaction between you two?
This is right when I went up to him. I was going to play it cool and just be like, hey, Bananas, I'm Lunchbox. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
And this is what came out of my mouth.
And you hit record on your phone?
Yeah, I was doing Instagram story because I wanted everybody to know I met Bananas.
Got it, here we go.
Guys, I met Bananas!
Where?
Oh my God!
Where is he?
Is that him yelling back at you?
Yes.
A drink after Bananas!
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing, buddy. Don't do anything.
What did he say there?
He says, buddy, I'm going to tell you one thing. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And that list isn't very long. What?
Okay, let me hear this. Let me hear this again. This is Lunchbox meeting Johnny Bananas. Playing it cool.
Guys, I met Bananas!
Did you go up to him and say, hey, would you mind if I shot an Instagram story? And we
nope, I just was, it just took over. Like, I couldn't help it. I was just going to take a picture, and then I just started going nuts.
Guys, I met Bananas!
Where?
Oh, my God!
Where is he?
Guys, this is a drink after Bananas!
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing, buddy. Don't do anything.
All right, so did you get a, okay.
Wow, that's a lot of yelling.
So if I were Johnny Bananas and someone comes yelling at me like that, I wouldn't hang out with them the rest of the night. Like, I would take a picture, but who wants to hang out with someone that's screaming at you?
Yeah.
And so did you guys hang out? How'd the night end?
We took shots together.
Like one shot, like a shot real quick?
Yeah, took a shot. We took a couple pictures. We talked back and forth a little bit.
What do you mean talk back and forth? Like,
just like about life. And he was like, oh, you want to know who wins this season of the challenge? And I was like, no. I don't want to ruin it. And he said he's leaving in 2 weeks. He's going to the season 34. And then other people started coming up to him and asking him questions. And this is where I really geeked out. Instead of letting him answer, I knew his answer. So I was like, no, that's not how Bananas did it. This is what happened. And I would tell them what Bananas did. And Bananas was like, he's right.
So did you guys trade numbers?
No. I thought, okay, see, what I tried to play it cool. I didn't ask for his number. My buddy Forrest was so mad at me because I didn't ask for his number. He's like, I can't believe you didn't get his number.
Wait,
I don't think he's going to give a number
to somebody to come screaming his name. Go ahead.
I thought, okay, after that, Bananas, I talked about how, you know, when we say, oh, if we could have dinner with one celebrity, I told you guys Bananas. I told him all about that.
You told him that if you got to pick one celebrity to have dinner with, it'd be him?
Yes, I was like, and you even tweeted me back and we're supposed to go to dinner. And he goes, all right, let's make that happen. So that's when I thought he would give me his number. Nothing. So the last 3 or 4 days, I've been checking social media repeatedly to see if he's followed me, and he has not followed me.
Amy pulled up a picture of this guy.
Yeah, I didn't know what he looked like, so now I know he's real Johnny Bananas on Instagram.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he didn't follow you back.
A lot of model pictures of himself. Oh, it's like a model lunchbox.
No, he is. He does a show for NBC, and then he also is on The Challenge on MTV. Dude is huge. Like, people were coming up to him left and right at the bar. People were so excited, and I was just going bananas.
He likes to use the hashtag, this view is bananas.
That's funny. See, he's a funny dude.
Well, I'm sorry you guys didn't hook up.
Oh, it was so awesome, though. But how random was it that, I mean, and what's crazy, here's the craziest part. As we were walking to that bar, the group of people I were with, I didn't know them that well. We were talking about the challenge and how much we love it, and they love the same shows I do. And then we get to the bar, and Bananas is there. I mean, do you believe in fate?
Right now,
it was unbelievable. Guys, I met Johnny Bananas, and I said, Bananas!
Yeah, we heard you. Well, listen, I'm glad that happened for you. I hope he starts following you on Instagram.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. No. He only follows 500 people. Yeah.
Lunchbox follows 0 people, though.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, from The Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
In military news, the U.S. Marines are going to end their decades-old policy of separating male and female recruits during boot camp. It's going to start next year. At UNC Charlotte, there was a school shooting. 2 were killed. 4 others were injured. The 22-year-old shooter is in jail. In Davenport, Iowa, parts of downtown are underwater after a flood barrier failed along the Mississippi River. The water's about 6 feet deep in some places downtown, so careful out there.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Well, everybody, welcome to the game. I'm your host, Robbie Jones. Here we go. We're going to play Name That Country Artist. I'll give you 3 facts. And you tell me who the country artist is. Over to my left in her cool mom sweatshirt. There she is. Born and raised in Austin, Texas. Yeah. There she is. Amy, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah. Over to my right in his free hoodie. What are you wearing over there today, Lunchbox?
Of course, Kansas Jayhawk hoodie. It's gray, and it's been worn about 8 days in a row that I've been at work.
He's a Kansas Jayhawks fan, and he loves kids who have babies. That's right, the Teen Mom Show. All right, there he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. Crowd goes crazy.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll give you, write your answer down. I'll give you 3 facts about an artist. See if you can name the artist. Are you ready? Fact number 1. Oh. She got married in 2010, and her wedding cost $500,000.
What?
She graduated as salutatorian of her high school in 2001. She grew up on her parents' farm in Chakota, Oklahoma. Name that artist.
Dang.
Let me know when you're in.
I'm in.
Lunchbox.
That's my girl, Carrie Underwood.
Amy?
Carrie Underwood.
There they go. They both got it right. There they are. There they are.
Her wedding was that much?
According to what Mike D wrote in front of me, yes.
Whoa.
Carrie, if you're listening and that's not accurate, take it out on Mike D.
Closet number two, everybody.
He played semi-pro football for the Oklahoma City Drillers.
Oh, yeah.
He stands 6 foot 3 inches tall. He's worth over $300 million. Amy has a puzzled look on her face.
Huh. I'm puzzled. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
I guess Toby Keith.
Amy?
Toby Keith.
The answer is Toby Keith.
Okay. Oh. That $300 million, that helped me out.
Yeah, that was the key.
Question number three. The first song she ever wrote, titled Oh Mama, was a Mother's Day present to her mom. She will become the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry at age 25. She celebrated her one-year wedding anniversary in December.
I'm in.
December. All right, I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Kacey Musgraves.
Amy?
Kelsey Ballerini.
The answer is Kelsey Ballerini.
Just took the lead.
Yeah, Two questions left.
We got it. We understand that. That was a tough one.
Hater in the house, huh?
No, I was just congratulating her.
Wow. Hater in the house. All right, here we go. His first industry job was to look through old videos of country music performances. He was born in Phoenix, Arizona.
I'm in for the win.
His real first name's Fred.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
That's Dierks Bentley.
Amy?
Frederick Dierks Bentley.
Show me Dierks Bentley.
I'm a little bit steady.
There you go.
Still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone.
All right, last one. Lunchbox, you need Amy to miss this, okay?
Okay, we're 5 points. Got it.
Nope, not worth 5 points.
Oh.
She placed 7th on season 5 of Nashville Star.
I'm in for the win.
7th place. Oh, okay. Let's see if Lunchbox gets it. Yeah, Amy, you want to let him have a shot at it?
Right now?
Why not?
No. I'm in. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You ready?
I have it written down.
It's Miranda Lambert.
All right, Amy, let me keep going with this.
Sure.
She's won a total of 6 Grammys. And she met her husband at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville.
Wait.
Now, Lunchbox must get this right in order to win. He says it's Miranda Lambert. Is it Miranda Lambert?
Well, I mean, I had Miranda Lambert.
But it doesn't matter, and you guys both get wrong. You're all wrong. Everybody's wrong.
Okay, she met her husband at the Bluebird?
Yeah. It's not Miranda.
She's been married more than once. In New York.
She met her husband.
He was working the hot dog stand.
Like, but making sure nobody was stealing hot dogs.
She was on Nashville Star.
That doesn't mean she's been a 7th in the 5th season.
Lots of people.
Yes,
hold
a lot of people.
On. Husband, Nashville Star. Ray Lynn?
No. Ray Lynn was on The Voice.
Oh, The Voice. Yeah. Shoot.
So she finished 7th on season 5 of Nashville Star. She's won 6 Grammys.
6 Grammys? She met her husband. Oh.
Who won 6?
I cannot piece all of this together.
I'm throwing off.
I keep thinking of people, but I'm like, they weren't on Nashville Star. But maybe I don't know that. Maybe I don't know that they were on Nashville Star.
Oh.
6 Grammys?
The lead singer, Lady Antebellum.
Hillary Scott.
Who, Miss Antebellum?
Yes.
Oh, she was on
No.
Okay. No, she met her husband in the band, right. Dang.
Amy, she met her husband, Rustin Kelly, at the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville.
Rustin.
No, you're all wrong. Okay, Raymundo, play the clip. Because the sky
is finally open. Oh, Casey Musgraves.
That's Casey Musgraves.
She was on the whatever that show? Nashville Star?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah, I never knew she did a reality show.
6 Grammys.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's there was people popping into my head. But...
And she met her husband at the Bluebird? Like, did she meet? Did Miranda meet Blake at the Bluebird? No.
No.
I don't know. I never got that story from them.
Yeah, there they met touring, maybe.
I'm not quite sure. Anyway, there you have it. The end, who won? Amy win?
Me.
There she is. Player song right there. There's our big winner. Congratulations, Amy.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Jenny in Chicago, what's happening?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I just wanted to call. Good, thanks. Just calling to say that I'm a new country listener and love that you guys are now in Chicago.
Oh, thanks. So how long have you been listening to country music? As of today?
Maybe like yesterday. Like a couple months.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll take that, yes.
Yeah.
So why would you switch over and listen to country music now?
You know, a few friends had suggested it, and they started playing music when we were at their house. And I'm like, oh, this is country. Like, it's not old school country that I know. So I started, you know, switching over in the morning on my commute to work, and love that you guys are like kid friendly, songs are kid friendly, and just really, you guys are entertaining and you make my commute every morning just a lot easier. So thank you guys.
Well, thanks a lot. Are there any artists, being so new, you're a couple of months in, who are your favorite artists right now?
Okay, so I don't really know their names yet.
Okay, sing it, we'll know it. I like this game. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh no. How about I Am a Little Beautiful and Crazy? Like
Luke Combs, beautiful, crazy. That one?
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Yeah, he's a good dude too. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe like Sunrise, Sunset.
Sunrise, Sunset, Sunburn, Repeat. That is Luke Bryan. I like that dude too. Go ahead.
I got to brush up on my name. Yeah, so I'm getting there.
Those are your two though.
Those are my two favorites. Yeah.
That's good. I like both guys. You'd probably be like, oh, they're actually cool humans too. So, well, listen, let me welcome you to the show. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
And welcome you to the country music family. And yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's a good call. How about that? Let's go over to Allie in Maine. Hey, Allie, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby.
You good?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm real good. What can I do for you?
Well, there's a few things. First, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys for, like, over a year now. I listen to you every single day. I love you, and I love how, like, weird you are, and you embrace it, and you just don't care about what anyone thinks of you, and I just really admire that. And I love Lunchbox and when he tries to guess weights, and then I love Amy and how she's so funny, and I really enjoy Pimp and Joy, and I just love everything.
Well, how about this? We should put her in a commercial or something. I wish I had some money to buy a commercial. I'd put her in it.
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice of you. And you live in Maine, huh?
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. So a few weeks ago, a girl from Maine called, and all she said was, like, there's just a bunch of cows in Maine.
Yeah, which I thought was odd. I was like, cows? Of all the animals, she's like, all we got is cows.
Yeah, I was like, no. Of course we have cows, and we have cornfields and potato fields, but we also have, like, a whole coast of beautiful ocean and mountains, and Portland, Maine is like one of the best cities to live in and travel to, so I think you should really come and do a comedy show here.
Yeah, I'm into the idea of going to Maine. I don't know when, but I'm into it. I've never been to Maine. There's only like three states I haven't been to.
Yeah, I haven't been to Maine.
And that's one of them. So can I stay at your house?
Sure.
Would that be weird, really, if I was like, hey, I called you off the air. Allie,
oh, my gosh. What if that's a thing you started doing, traveling from state to state and staying with listeners?
What if, like, after the show, though, I called her, I was like, hey, Allie, it's Bobby. Listen, I know this is weird. You called the show. I saved your number. Is there any way I can stay with you for, like, a week if I come up there?
A week?
<Yeah. laughs>
No, I live on the water, so you can enjoy the view.
And I just didn't leave. I was that guy. Allie, thank you for calling. We really appreciate you.
I really appreciate you guys, and I listen to you every single day. Even if I miss it, I listen to the podcast, and I listen to your Bobbycast, and it really is really uplifting.
No, thank you very much. Well, have a wonderful day. That's a good call. Man, thanks for that.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Tony was driving to work in his pickup truck, and he looks to the right, and he's like, oh my gosh, there's a house on fire. He calls 911, but he's like, I don't know when they're going to be here. So he runs into the house because there's an 83-year-old man stuck inside. He runs to the second floor, gets him out on the roof, and they can't get down. So other neighbors bring a ladder and put it up there so they can bring the 83-year-old man down.
All while the house is on fire.
All while the house is on fire, all before the fire truck gets there.
Wow. All while the house is on fire.
Yeah.
Multiple people on that. Yeah, that's awesome. Dang. I probably be like down 3 blocks away. Holy crap. Yeah, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sugar Land, Texas. Three guys were breaking into a Best Buy about 3 a.m. when one of them accidentally butt-dialed 911.
So wait, they were breaking into a place?
Breaking into Best Buy.
And then they called 911. What are the odds? they pushed the emergency 911?
Yeah, I guess in their pocket. And so the 911 guy's like, what's your emergency? What's your emergency? And when no one answers, they have to send a police car. So they pinged the cell phone to the Best Buy.
That would be my luck if I finally got into robbing. That would be what I would accidentally do. Yeah, that's unfortunate for them. But fortunate for justice, I will say.
Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I'm assuming cops showed up and arrested them.
Cops showed up. They ran, but the K-9 unit.
Dogs got
them. Oh, yeah. Got the dogs out. Roof, roof, roof.
A dog takedown always makes me flinch because they jump, grab him by the arm, and just yank him
down. They do fly through the air. It's pretty cool to watch when you watch live PD or cops. Woo!
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Glad you're letting us hang out with you this morning. Mary in New Orleans, you're on. What's going on?
Hey, I want to say I listen to you guys just about every morning.
Thank you.
And I actually met you at the Joy Theater before, my friend Heather and I. But I had a question about Raymundo and his country music friend.
Yeah.
They were supposed to write the song of the summer. I was just wondering if they got to that.
Oh, you haven't heard it yet?
What?
It's sweeping the
nation.
No. Oh, it's so good.
It's called Vacation. And at one point a couple days ago, it was in the 20s on iTunes and country chart.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to download it.
Yeah. It's called Vacation, like B-A-E-cation. I'll play a little bit of it here. Here we go. This is called a Vacation.
Are you down for a vacation?
Is the Raymundo part close on this? I want to hear the Raymundo part. Because there's a part where Raymundo raps.
Little you and me play call in a couple days. Little Nas X, it's a Billy Ray Ray.
Hey.
There
he is, Raymundo.
Vacation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't get that FOMO from Instagram. Imagine these noodles are a catamaran and just float. Go with the flow. They call me Bobby Bones, this isn't Raymundo.
Listen.
Vacation.
Love the song. Don't even hate the name check for me on that one.
Favorite destination.
How you feel,
Raymundo?
Feel great.
Yeah.
I mean, what if this song just like completely blows up this summer?
Raymundo's never written a song. Raymundo's never played a musical instrument. And he meets a guy at a bar and they start writing. I'm sure this guy just wanted to be on the radio and he's like, I see Raymundo.
Okay,
who cares?
It could have been bad and then it wouldn't get played, but it's good.
No, it would have still got played. But it's so good.
It didn't get played a lot.
Yeah, maybe more. But still, it's so good. Check it out, Vacation. Now, here's the thing, Raymundo, not to burst any part of your bubble. I love you. You know I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger fan of you than me?
Maybe my girlfriend.
Other than that?
You.
Thank you. That being said, I found three other songs, and I was searching for this name, Vacation.
Yeah, that could be a problem, honestly.
Not a problem. You can't copyright a song title.
Yeah!
But there's no credit in creating a song title.
Yeah.
Meaning you're like, you got to give your girl credit for the name. It's already been. You want to hear some other vacations?
Yeah, bring it.
This is a vacation from Boogie with a Hoodie.
So I took on a vacation. She fell in love with the way I tasted.
You ever heard that, Morgan, too?
No.
Oh. On a vacation.
Okay. Here's Vacation by DaBanj and Tubaba. There you go. And here is one, Vacation, from Rotomi, one of them.
Okay. I wanna give you a vacation.
Oh my gosh.
I know that's what you're waiting on.
Regardless, Vacation from, what's the guy's name?
Eric Dodd.
Eric Dodd featuring Kelly Bandon and Raymundo.
Are you down for a vacation?
Maybe one of the best things to ever happen to the show.
I mean,
I could not be a bigger supporter of you right now.
Yeah, it's random. You can't predict this crap, but it's pretty sweet.
Like, I can't wait for the day, not during this morning show, that
CMAs.
I'm in my car and I hear it on the radio. I'm going to freak. I'm going to turn it down, roll down the windows, and yell to everybody.
Well, I know we have.
Ah!
And when he yells, Bobby Bones Show, Ray, that's me. That's how I get famous, a name check from Raymundo. Anyway, Bo, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
Look at this.
Are you down for a bang?
Thank you, Mary, for the call. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening in New Orleans. Wow. There you go. Destination, Bobby Bones, come on. We get a lot of notes up here on the show, so I have a mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
So this one's not for me. Amy, it's to you, and it's not super nice. But cool. We try to be as honest as possible. I just thought you'd like to respond to this. It's, hi, Amy. I listen every morning on the way to work, and I love the show. I figured out a while back, Amy, that you live on my street. Believe me when I tell you that when we wave hello as you're walking by our house with your husband, your kids, or your friends, we're being neighborhood friendly, like we have been for 10 or 15 years we lived here. So when you turn away, ignore, and don't return the greeting, it's just rude.
Oh.
We all have kids and would love for your adorable kids to join in with the neighborhood kids anytime. No one cares about your celebrity. We're all from here. We have plenty of celebrity friends. We're a fun group of moms who like to drink wine on the porch and have a good time. Even if you're not interested or give zero cares, as Bobby says, returning a wave is hello or just polite.
Ouch.
Sincerely, the group of moms near you.
Ooh.
I thought that was harsh, but that's not you. I don't know what the misunderstanding is there. That is not Amy, but I'm curious as to why you hate her.
I think the misunderstanding, I've never felt more misunderstood because I don't know what moms could be referring to on my street. Like, I know there's a single dad on my street with kids that we hang out with sometimes, but I don't, like, if somebody waves, I wave back. Sometimes I wave first. Like, when I'm with my husband, my kids, or my friends, I may be engaged with them, so I may not see everything. The only thing I can think is happening is if we've turned around, maybe we've decided to go a different direction or go to the grocery store or go eat some, like, my neighborhood is full. Like,
do you know who that is?
No. No, I don't know who that is. I don't know a bunch of moms on my street. I don't know. It's like when I heard that, it's like an email that kind of goes like, you suck. Our kids should hang out. You suck.
Oh, true.
I did hear that too.
Like, that doesn't make me, why would that just, I feel very, very misunderstood, and I would not do that to somebody. And I will say that
whole email is not what I know you as. You're literally the nicest person I know.
And, like, I never assume someone would know that I am. It's not because I'm a celebrity. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to wave. Because I don't even think I'm a celebrity. So I'm going to extend...
I don't think you are either, if you hear.
I'm going to extend grace to that email and assume that she thinks I saw her wave or thinks I turned around. And it's just a lie she's told herself in her head. We do that. I'm guilty of that, too.
There you go.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
It ain't always pretty, folks.
I mean, wow. Should right. I reply?
Okay. The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, this is like the cutest story ever. So this guy's a firefighter, and you know, there's fire drills at schools, and those are planned out between the school and the fire department. Everybody's involved. Well, he happens to have a girlfriend that's a teacher at one of the schools. Well, he wasn't working the day of the set fire drill. So he switched shifts with another firefighter that was on duty that day and made sure he was there for the fire drill. And once all the students and teachers came outside, he got down on one knee and proposed.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So she was totally caught off guard. She had no idea it was coming. And I was like, that is clever and awesome. Mm. But
play some romantic music here.
Falling in love with you.
Love a good romantic story. All right, Amy, what else?
Okay, so AMC Theaters, they're offering something pretty cool this summer if you want to mark your calendar for Wednesdays. It's a $4 movie deal all summer long. Starts June 5th, and on Wednesday mornings, PG movies will be $4. And you get to watch the kids' movie. You get a kids' pack, which includes popcorn, fruit snacks, and a drink. And the best part, you don't actually need to be a kid or have one with you to get this deal.
Yeah, you probably should, though. Yeah, just all the time. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah. You know, I do probably do it. That's good, because going to the movie, listen, I'm a single dude. The most I ever have to pay is for me and a date. I don't even go to the movies that often anymore. But I can't imagine a family of... Amy, you have 5. Eddie, you have 6.
That's right.
Going to a movie with all the tickets, all the food, all the everything.
It's expensive.
Yeah, so good on them. I still have not seen Avengers. I know. There were two things I wanted to see without the spoil. Was Game of Thrones, and I'm caught up, obviously. But I haven't seen Avengers yet because I have to actually go to the theater.
Yeah.
That's
where they're playing it.
I know. Amy, what else?
Okay, so remember one time when I was getting that colonics procedure?
I don't remember stuff. Nope.
He blocked that out.
Go ahead.
No, I was. It was like my first time getting one in North Carolina, and the woman convinced me that like airplanes flying over us were dumping chemicals onto our food.
Okay.
And then she also told me I need to stop using dryer sheets because the only reason why I was going to get the colonics was to try to get pregnant. Like I'd heard maybe it would help. So it was
You don't get pregnant there, right?
I know.
Okay.
It was about your body functioning. I did acupuncture too, but it was about your body functioning at its highest level and making sure that you're good to go. So yeah, she was telling me about dryer sheets and how I needed to stop using them if I wanted to get pregnant. And I saw this headline and I was like, okay. And it said, could dryer sheets be bad for your clothes and for your health? And experts say that the chemicals in there can cause all sorts of problems. So
I got news for you. Not to rain on this story. Every chemical, everything.
We breathe.
The electromagnetic phones to towers and... It's all.
Some
food, chemicals in foods, processed foods. Amy, I eat dryer sheets. I'm doing just fine.
Okay. Well, right now, you don't know.
I haven't been pregnant,
but
though.
They said here, even if you're using green or fragrance-free ones, they still have chemicals that could impact your health. So they're recommending to get wool dryer balls.
Yeah, okay, that's my name at college, but listen.
And they can go in your dryer and it'll help like keep your clothes static free and all that stuff, and they'll last for years. And they're
I get it. Deodorant. There's aluminum and deodorant.
That's why I make my own.
Everything is, you have to just kind of pick your chemicals at this
That's
point.
That's what I do. I pick and choose.
I know.
Some chemicals I'm like okay with, like spray tan, okay.
Yeah, me too. Spray tan, yeah.
But then I'm like, dryer sheets? No.
Mariah in Oklahoma. Or is it Mara in Oklahoma? Mara, I'm so sorry. Thank you for calling. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that you guys are absolutely amazing, and my 4-year-old is obsessed with you, and we listen to you guys every morning, and you guys are great.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. We'll tell your 4-year-old. I said hello. What's the name?
Ava.
Oh,
cute.
Tell Ava I said what up. What would Ava say if she were talking right now?
I actually kept her in the car for a little bit, but I had to drop her off at school. She told me that she loves you with all of her heart.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, have a great day. Thank you for calling here on the show, and that's cool. Thanks for taking time out of your morning. That's awesome. Here we are on Wednesday, just hanging. That's Amy's pile right there.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Robert King, stuck in traffic on his way home in Chicago. He saw an accident. He pulled over to see if anyone needed help because he was like, well, let me see. Someone did. There's a doctor. He was an organ transplant surgeon. He was trying to take donated organs to a waiting patient. This is the guy that was in the wreck. And then the guy was like, oh, wow, give me that. And so he takes him and takes the doctor and runs him to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
He just happened to pull over and see this. See the wreck, and the guy's like, I do need help because I got to get out of here and get these organs.
Wow.
And he did. So a man pulls over to check on wreck, ends up delivering donated organs.
Crazy.
That's a good one right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan No. 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsey Ballerini says that her tour was inspired by asking herself, what would Shania Twain or Dolly Parton do? She also shared that she made mood boards for every single song she sings on the tour.
That's what I do for every bit on the show.
Wow.
A mood board. Like, what do I feel like with this? All right, what else?
Blake Shelton is in the new movie, Ugly Dolls. It's out this weekend. He took girlfriend Gwen Stefani and her kids to the movie premiere. That's their first red carpet all together. And he says his cool points went way up for that.
I saw the picture of Blake and Gwen and her 3 kids. I guess Blake doesn't have any kids, does he?
No.
I wonder if he's going to have any kids or if that's a thing with him.
If you're up to Gwyneth, like if
Who's
I
Gwyneth? Gwen?
Oh, Gwen. I was thinking Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah,
she's
Gwen.
Different.
Tonight at the 2019 Billboard Music Awards, Kane Brown and Florida Georgia Line will be presenting. Also, Dan and Shay will be performing a collab with Tori Kelly. That all airs tonight, 8/7 Central on NBC.
All right, there you go. Thank you. That's Morgan No. 2 Skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, time to laugh, everybody.
The Morning Corny.
I just got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts.
Okay, yeah, how's that going?
I'm not gonna lie, it was a rocky road.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, all right. Yeah, I was a little worried. That's pretty good, though.
That was the Morning Corny.
Today's Tim McGraw's 52nd birthday. I was rolling down my top five Tim McGraw songs. At number five,
take Jimmy
Don't
Thompson,
Take the Girl.
Take Tommy Thompson.
At number four, I like it, I love it.
I want some more of it.
At number three,
always stay humble and kind.
Humble and kind. And at number two, which I'm going to play fully here, the slow dance song of junior high, Tim and Faith That You Love. Happy birthday, Tim McGraw. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. My number two song, Tim McGraw.
Dancing in the dark, middle of the night, taking your heart and holding it tight.
Over to our video producer, Eddie, who's got the Luke Bryan question of the day. Go ahead.
I get asked a lot, does Luke Bryan spray tan? Because you see him on TV and he does look dark. He does look darker than most people he's around. On NFL Draft, he sat on the game day set. He was the darkest. You know, like next to you, he's pretty dark.
Yeah, and I'm pretty dark because I do spray tan.
Yeah. So the question is, does Luke Bryan spray tan?
So I'm with Luke every week. We, you know, do American Idol together. My answer would be no. I don't think he does. Now, I don't know if...
Oh, you don't know for sure?
I've asked him. He says no.
Well, why not believe him?
And to be... I've also seen him without a shirt on, and he does have kind of a farmer's tan.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So, and I don't have farmer's tan because I spray tan before I go on. Because I get no sun. So I would say no.
Wow.
At 87% certainty, I would say Luke Bryan does not spray tan. He's just outside that much whenever he's not, you know, doing music or doing American Idol.
I agree with you.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I see him again on, I guess, Saturday.
You can ask him?
I'll ask him.
Please.
I have an important question for you.
Why? Who's brought that up?
My brother texted me. He's like, dude, is Luke Bryan spray tan? I'm watching him on American Idol. Like, my wife, like, he's so dark. Does he spray tan? And then people, friends of mine, they're just like, you know Luke Bryan. Does he spray tan? I don't know,
he's very
guys.
Dark. I do.
You spray tan?
Yes. I don't know if Ryan... I would assume Ryan Seacrest does. I don't...
I think you and Ryan have the same kind of skin tone, so probably...
Dorky white, pale.
With spray tan.
I'm not sure if he does or not. I don't want to say if he... I don't know. I'm not sure if he does.
But that's a normal thing, right?
Yeah.
For you guys?
For what? What do you mean?
Like,
what do you mean, us people?
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. This woman in Arizona was just walking down the road, and I guess the wind blows and blows a beehive out of a tree and it lands on her head, and then 30 bees stung her.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
She was doing anything.
She was walking.
Can I get on my car and walk under it? It falls on my head.
It fell on your head?
Yeah, it fell directly on my head. I heard it like explode on my head. Oh. I just want to say that I'm happy that I'm not allergic, and I'm happy that this didn't happen to somebody that was, so I'm okay with it happening to me.
Can you imagine if you were allergic? Wow. Like, you could die.
Yeah.
But she said that she ran in the house and took a bunch of Benadryl and jumped in the shower. Then she went to the hospital. She's all good. She's recovering. But she's just walking down the street and a beehive lands on her head. That's like from Dumb and Dumber or something.
Yeah.
Where that happens. Last night, I was at the house. And I'm home. I didn't have anything to do last night, which is rare. So I worked until about 2 or 3 o'clock. And then I just sat there. I consider going to watch Avengers by myself because I don't want to know what happens. I don't want it to be spoiled for me. Eddie said someone in his neighborhood wrote it under a bridge.
Rude. Graffiti. The big spoiler, like the one thing that could spoil this movie, they spray painted it on a wall.
Oh, wow.
So you're driving.
It's like, why would they do that?
Listen, so not cool. Kind of hilarious. Not cool. But Amy spoiled the last one for me. She just said the ending here on the show, and I was like, why would you do that?
But definitely not on purpose.
Okay.
Didn't mean to, I'm sorry.
But
since then, I feel like I've been really good about not spoiling things.
I don't even like to look at that. Like,
yeah.
Because I was trying to not watch Game of Thrones last week, and I did not finish till late Sunday, and I said, I just have to watch it because I'll see online. So it's, what do I want to do? Have it spoiled or get some sleep?
Right.
And so I stayed up and watched Game of Thrones, and with Avengers, I almost went last night by myself at 6 o'clock, but I just didn't have 4.5 hours to dedicate to going to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's three.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
It's half an hour. You got to sit a bit before it gets there because I get everywhere early. You got to sit through the previews. You got to go through the movie. You got to watch the credits. You got to see what happens after that.
Right.
You got to talk to people in the lobby about how good or bad it was. You got to go. There's a lot of commitment to it.
Yeah.
So I even hit up a friend and I was like, hey, if I was going to the Avengers movie, would you want to go? And she was like, I've never seen any of the movies ever. She goes, but I'll go. I couldn't drag someone that's never seen anything. Because you know if you take someone to a movie that you are really looking forward to, you have to like look at them and see if they're liking it the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that feeling so much.
Did they laugh?
Or you just like side-eyeing them. Like, are they enjoying it? Because I said it was good. Which is on my Insta story yesterday. It's why I recommended La La Land, like I did on the show. But now I'm just going, man, if people watch that, I'm going to feel pressure that it's good or not good. So, sat at home, ended up watching a documentary on Netflix about Robert Johnson, the blues player.
I saw that on the menu.
You'd like it. Okay. I don't know that everybody would like it.
It seems music nerdy-ish.
Yeah. There's only two pictures of that guy ever.
It's called Crossroads.
Yeah, he apparently sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah, people believe
what?
That.
So he could, well, back in the like the 20s, they would play, they'd learn the blues in cemeteries because they thought you really couldn't learn the blues unless you were with ghosts.
Oh, wow.
And so he's from Mississippi and he died at 27. He was the first one of that 27 club who supposedly was gifted these great powers and then they all get taken away. It's wild. I don't know that it's for everyone, but I'm a super music nerd.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
And so.
There's only two pictures of him ever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, but still, there's like a bunch of Abe Lincoln. That was 1865.
But he was the president.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It wasn't like probably, that.
But I mean,
a lot of pictures. But yeah, I sat at the house last night. I just did not know what to do with myself. And it wasn't like I was off. I had a full day of work. But I was like, what do I do? What do people do when they finish work for the day? Usually I would go back to work. I did start writing some stuff for Eddie and I's tour that we're going to announce soon. So I guess I did do something constructive. Watch some of The Office. I guess that was about it. I texted you last night, huh?
Yeah. But just some stuff for me to do, I guess.
I guess like I'm still working.
Yeah.
What was that? What was that about?
My podcast.
Oh, got it. Yeah, so.
I know. You were like, hey, actually, no. This is how Bobby hit me up. It said greetings. And I was like.
That's how I open most of my texts now. I start with the greetings.
Interesting.
And I was like, hey. Huh,
okay. Well, you don't like that?
Greetings. Is this and formal? It's very formal.
He kind of gave me direction on something with my podcast, and I replied back, okay. And then that was it. I was like, good talk. I mean, in my head.
No, okay.
I was like, guess he's busy. But now I know he wasn't.
I don't think that's true. I think I was busy in my own little way.
In your head.
I was tweeting last night.
Yeah.
I never have time to tweet.
You were tweeting a lot.
Oh, I missed that.
I was tweeting. Like, Carrie Underwood responded to a tweet last night, too. I was like, how do people on Instagram always eat carbs and don't look like they eat carbs? Because everybody's always eating carbs.
Oh, yeah, and
they're
picture.
Putting their profile like, lover of carbs.
Right.
And they're skinny. If I smell bread, I feel bloated.
Yeah.
And so I write on my Twitter, how do people that always eat carbs look like they don't always eat carbs? Because do people just fake the food in a picture?
Yeah, they're not really
eating
it.
What kind of replies
it.
Did you get? I'm curious too, because there's someone I follow that is always like at In-N-Out eating fries because they're gluten free.
And I'm like, there's no way.
You're ordering that, taking the pic, and like going on with your day. There's no way, unless you're just like, one fry, whoop.
I mean, listen, genetics are the largest player of what our bodies are.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrition, exercise, close-ish, but genetics are the biggest player about our bodies.
Yeah.
We're given a canvas to paint on, but the canvas is kind of already predetermined for the most part. So that being said, I can understand where if you just eat hamburgers and it works and your body, but still, it can't be that much. Let's go to South Carolina. Hello, who's this? Anna?
It's Dana.
Hey, Dana. I guess the D's cut off. Hey, Dana. How's it going?
Hey, Dana. Hey, Bobby. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm a first-time caller. I'm excited to be on. I've been wanting to call y'all.
Well, cool. What do you want to say?
Okay, so I've been listening to y'all for years. My fiancé and I listen to y'all every day. And I am a therapist at an Alzheimer's Day Center here that's new here. And I steal the Morning Corny and the Tell Me Something Good every day for my patients, and they love it.
And that's
it's,
nice.
It's pimping joy to my patients every day.
Well, look at you.
Love that.
And yeah, look at you at that job too. You're a pretty selfless person, huh? That's the answer I would expect from you, Dana. Yeah. That's the answer I would expect.
I appreciate you because it brings joy to them every morning.
Well, thank you for the call and thank you for sharing. And you don't even have to credit us. Just take it and act like you found it. We don't care where you say you got it from. But we love that. Thank you and thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Women are hiring glam squads because they take their first picture after they have their baby and they want to look good holding the baby right after.
Yeah. It's like hair and makeup swoops in at in the delivery room.
Oh, which is wild, huh?
Yeah, right there, like yeah. after it happens.
Mm-hmm. Women around the world are getting dolled up in hospitals right before and during birth. Mm-hmm. Now, I never been in a room where someone's giving birth, but Eddie, you have.
Yeah, I have. And I feel like there's too many people in there already to have like a glam makeup artist putting on makeup. I don't know how that's going to work.
Some people get pedicures and manicures during pregnancy. Some get their hair blown out.
Yeah, it's just blow drying it, making it look good.
During labor. They get their hair blow dried as they're having the baby.
I mean, it is a distraction. It probably makes you feel pretty.
Oh, I didn't think about it that way. The distraction could be good.
Yeah. Mothers feel pressure to look good in their first social post 3 hours after birth.
I mean, that's a little much. We shouldn't have that pressure. You know, like we need to remove that pressure from moms.
Eddie, when your wife had her baby, how long until you guys took a picture with the baby?
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, immediately. Once she was like ready to like take a picture because she had a C-section, so she had to be under a little bit. So she's kind of drowsy. But after she came out of that, it's picture time.
I was reading this thing about babies. Would you sign a baby nup? The new trend sees expectant parents drawing up contracts to agree how they'll divide child care and chores.
Oh, wow.
Lunchbox, how do you guys divide child care between you and your wife?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It's sort of like whoever's around, but if it's the middle of the night, it's the wife. If it's, you know, the baby's in a good mood, I can take care of the baby. But
if
I mean,
the baby's in a good mood.
Yeah. I mean, I change diapers, and I mean, I can put him down for a nap, and if he needs to be fed, I know how to feed him.
So what's the percentage on the diapers between you and your wife?
Oh, probably 65-35.
Who?
Her.
Her?
Her. Just because she's around more.
But she's working full-time too, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying like at night and then in the morning when she gets him up for school or whatever, she has to change his diaper and then I pick him up from school. I'm only with him for about two and a half hours, so there's not many diaper changes in that time.
He means daycare, bud.
School. Oh, yeah, daycare, whatever.
He's like...
Hey, so will you ever see that your son has a diaper full and not change it and just wait till your wife... until she gets home?
No, I've never done that because it smells too bad. Like, when they go in the bathroom, it smells, and I can't take the smell. So I'll put my face in my shirt, and I'll go in there, and I'll dive in. Ugh.
Some couples are taking inspiration from financial prenups to create baby nups. So legally, you have to do, you know, X amount. Divide chores fairly between the two parents. Agree on custody arrangements if the couple split up.
I mean, that just sounds like zero fun right there.
But Amy...
Yay, we had a baby!
Preparation's not fun, just in general. There's no part of preparation that's fun.
Yeah. I just hope that without a legal document, you could figure out a way to, you know, make sure diapers are getting changed equally.
Well, you would hope that about even divorce. You'd hope without a legal document that everybody would just go, you know what, we had a good run.
Yeah.
Pat on the back, let's get out of here. It's probably a little much, but it seems like a rich person thing, a baby nup. I was looking at my Instagram yesterday, speaking of Instagram, and you can watch me play Win Bobby's Money where I have to answer the questions. I get so, like, hands nervous when I'm playing the game. Like, I'm grabbing, like, my nipples, and I'm like...
I didn't notice that.
It's just like I'm, like, rubbing my head. I'm just weird when I'm in game mode. Like, I'm focused, and my hands are just... I'm basically feeling myself up on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
was watching it back. Anybody else see how awkward I look when I'm playing the game?
I didn't notice that.
Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram.
No, I just noticed how fast you answer things.
Oh, my gosh.
And if I don't know it fast, I don't know it. Meaning, if it doesn't... my recall is quick, but if I don't know it, I don't know it. I think I missed three, which was tough for me.
It's a good technique that you move on quick.
But when you went back to those, you did know them deep down.
Yeah, but...
Oh, is that? I was off air though. I think you were just like, "Hey, read those questions back. I want to make sure."
No, I think that was on air.
Oh, was it on air?
But it bothered me so much.
That is totally you.
It's on my Instagram. It did bother me so much that I missed Winston Churchill and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Like I probably watched that clip back four times. Going, "You're so stupid, Bobby. Why are you such a letdown to everyone you've ever?" I don't know. I shouldn't do that. Tell me something good coming up. Positivity on the way. Coming up, a woman saved her husband's life and then saved it again 2 weeks later. Amy has the story, and that's what's coming up. Also, hop on if you want to be part of the show. Here's Jane, who I guess is a big Tell Me Something Good fan in St. Louis. Hey, Jane.
Hi, Bobby.
What's happening?
Hi. I just wanted to call and say good morning and hello. I am a fifth grade teacher in St. Louis, and on my way to work, I always listen to the Tell Me Something Good, and that's how we start our day in our little morning meeting. And I just wanted to say your show is a huge part of my class, and we love you so much, oh, wow. And thank you.
Well, thanks a lot. Well, we have it coming up in like the next 10 minutes, and say hi to everybody in St. Louis. And I do think that Eddie and I are coming up there to do our two-man Raging Idiots music and comedy shows.
Okay. I cannot wait. I want to see it so bad because I'm sorry, Bobby, I love you, but producer Eddie, you're my favorite.
Hey, check that out.
There you go.
Sorry, Bobby.
So. You know what? I'll be all right. If you pick anybody on this show that you can attach to, I'm totally cool with that. I'm personally Ray's biggest fan, Raymundo. Like,
oh, yeah.
Vacation's my new summer jam.
Oh, down for a vacation.
My favorite thing about Raymundo in this song that he wrote, he'd never written a song, never played an instrument, met a guy who's a writer, is that the guy who actually sings the song is getting no credit for the song. Everyone's acting like it's Raymundo singing the song. It's not.
That's just how things take off sometimes. You know.
I love it.
They wanted me to have more lines in it, and I said, no, keep it real quick, just a rap.
Well, Raymundo was doing an interview last night on a radio station.
What?
About Raymundo's, it's not even his song.
Oh, this is amazing.
Raymundo, I'm your biggest fan. You know that, right?
Yes.
Like nobody.
Absolutely.
Here. Let's call producer Raymundo real quick.
Hello.
Raymundo, so you have this new song, huh?
Yeah, it's a huge slam. Everybody, I never knew it was going to be this humongous, but you got a dream, right?
Oh, Ray, you're my dude. But this guy, I don't even know his name.
Local guy. Someone else
Amy,
is
asking
me.
What's the guy's name? Who sings the song?
I have no idea.
I don't even.
I just know that Kelly Bannon.
Eric Dodd.
There it is. Yeah. Eric Dodd. Yes, I knew it. But yeah, ask me.
It feels
in
like
an hour,
Raymundo sings this song.
Are you down for a bang?
Someone said Raymundo should join the Raging Idiots. I was like, Raymundo doesn't sing even his own song.
Are you down for a bang?
We took him out. We took Raymundo out one time, and on the back of I said, Ray, hold the guitar and write all the words. And so he didn't play guitar. He just held the guitar in front of him, read the words off the back of the guitar.
Performing is so hard. People that can get on stage and actually sing and do that, very impressed by it.
Anyway, you're my dude. It's just that you're not even singing the song.
Yeah.
What have you? What does Eric Dodd say about it?
Oh, he's all cool.
Okay.
Hey, Gator, our station PD is in the glass room. Hey, Gator, what do you think about Vacation?
Actually, I love it. It's infectious.
Right?
Yeah, are you going to play it?
I was going to roll my eyes, played it, and I was like, oh, wow, this is actually legit.
That's how I felt, too. Like, yeah. I was hoping it would be worse so we'd have something to make fun of, but it's actually a good song.
It is.
All right, there he is. There's Gator. Thank you, Gator. Brandon in Tennessee, what's up, bud?
What's going on, man?
Just on the air. What are you doing right now?
Working.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a supervisor for a flooring company. I'm inspecting jobs right now.
Sound like a large fella. Like, how tall are you?
6'3".
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, how big old boy are you?
Well, I grew up in Mississippi. You know, we eat right. So.
What you weigh, Brandon? 6'3" what?
250.
Come on.
That's a big dude.
I bet you people don't even mess with you, do they?
They try.
No, they come. I wouldn't. Amy, I was training yesterday. I was boxing. I'm just trying to get myself ready for the one time I need it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people like to start a little drama with me. Just it's like, oh, there's the guy. Let's go mess with them.
But, yeah, you're going to be ready.
Well, I don't know. Like, if a guy like this comes up to me, I was thinking about this. There's really nothing I can do if he's that big. Like, I just run. Like, mm-hmm. I throw my drink at him and then run.
Which is why you do cardio, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Brandon, what can I help you with, man?
You did the Tim McGraw countdown earlier, and you played your number two, but I never heard your number one.
That's true, because it's coming up in like the next 15 minutes.
Oh.
It's Tim McGraw's birthday today. Are you a Tim McGraw fan, Brandon?
I'm a country music fan. I like it all.
Who's your favorite artist?
Keith Whitley.
Dude, let me tell you this. I was listening to Don't Close Your Eyes, because I have a whole playlist. By the way, I love Keith Whitley too, Brandon. So I was listening to Don't Close Your Eyes, and I've never listened to the lyrics. Like, just sat and listened to them. That is the saddest song. Because he's with
this
girl.
It's really terrible.
It's so sad and amazing. I don't know if somebody could pull that up for me. But then the song's been around forever. I know every word to it. But I never just sat down and dissected the lyrics to the song.
Oh, wow. I guess I haven't either.
And I'm on an airplane. And he's like, hey, listen. And I'm just going through memory here. He's like, I know there's this guy that you're in love with. And I know you think about him when you close your eyes. But when you're with me, keep your eyes open and look at me and don't close your eyes and think about him for once. And
just let it be tonight.
Just let it be tonight. And I'm on the airplane about to start crying because I'm like, how? I know every word. Can sing it all back, but I've never listened to it like this before.
Yep.
So, how about, now I'm sad, Brandon.
Well,
so,
yeah, I mean, now I need to hear the whole thing.
I'll play a little bit of it. Here we go.
I know you loved me a long time ago.
Give me a sing with her now.
Yes, please.
And even now in my arms, you still won't hear my love. But darling, this time let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes.
And I'm on the airplane going, what is happening?
Don't close your eyes, let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go. Find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And you knew every
word.
And
I know every word, but yeah, never knew the story.
Appreciate that, Brandon. Good call.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
As a wife, I can imagine having to like stay calm to save my husband's life twice. So this woman is at her house. Her husband was like plowing snow a while ago, sat down on the couch, had a heart attack. Then she had to call 911. She had to start performing CPR. She kept him alive until first responders showed up. Then, y'all, it happened again. Her husband had another heart attack shortly after. She was able to stay calm, perform CPR until the first responders arrived. In both situations, her fast reaction and her ability to stay calm, saved his life. Twice. And he's able to make a full recovery. Wow.
Twice.
Twice.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, so I counted down my top five Tim McGraw songs. That's like my dude.
Keith Whitley.
That's Keith Whitley. We were doing the other segment. By the way, if you missed the whole local segment a minute ago, we do a segment that not every station gets to hear because some stations don't pick up all of our show. And we had a really good Keith Whitley segment. So go back and listen to it on the podcast later. Just search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. But with Tim McGraw, I was listing my top five McGraw songs.
Take Jimmy
Number five.
Thompson, take Tommy Thompson.
Don't take the girl.
Take my best friend, Bo.
Number four. I like it. I love it. Number three, Humble and Kind. Number two,
it's your love. It just does something to me.
And on Tim McGraw's 52nd birthday, the best Tim McGraw song is the one that everybody sings loud. Let me just hit it or you want to guess?
I know it.
What is it?
Indian Outlaw.
Nope. Mm-mm.
I have turkey and chocolate.
My guess is something like that.
Nope. Wow.
Something about dying.
Yeah.
Live like you were dying.
Yes.
See? Of course.
I knew
I'm
going
skydiving.
Yeah. This one makes you like feel about life.
Oh, uh-huh. I forgot about
it. All right, number one. Happy birthday, Tim McGraw. Live like you were dying. Tim McGraw.
You said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me. And a moment came that stopped me on a dime.
It's just funny how somebody's famous to everybody now because there are so many platforms to take things in on. You can have a favorite show on Hulu that I've never even heard of. And you could be like, I love this show so much. And that person that's lead actor could be famous to you.
Yeah.
I'd never even seen them before. Well, same thing with me. It's, you know, there are so many ways to take in all this media now that I have this whole thing on my podcast where I don't even know that fame is a real thing anymore. Because everybody's famous to somebody. Even Instagram. These people on Instagram are famous to people. But, hey, Lunchbox, I know you want to be this guy's friend, this Johnny Bananas. If you like really want him to see you as like a human, like a peer, you can't go up to him screaming,
Like, I know. I really did try to play it cool.
You didn't. I just want to play it back for you again, how you played it cool.
Guys, I met Bananas!
Where?
Oh, my God!
Where is he?
Like, would you want to be someone's friend that comes up screaming at you, like, how amazing you are?
I mean, it is pretty cool to be told you're amazing, and I understand how it could come off as
like a fanboy.
A little, and listen, you don't even understand how fanboy.
But that's okay. You can be. Like I know you wanted to be his friend.
I do, and I would hope. I was hoping he would say, "Hey, I'll put a good word in with you. Maybe we'll bring you on the challenge or something like that." I don't know. And like someone was talking about like when he was on Real World Key West, how he got on. I even told everybody, I was like, oh, guys, you don't remember his audition video when he was in like a Scooby costume and he's running through the snow catching a Frisbee? And he goes, yeah, that's right. And I was like, I
you got to play a little cooler than letting him know you know everything about him.
I wouldn't even let him answer questions that people were asking him because I knew the answers. I wanted to show him how big of a friend I was of his.
A friend. Fan.
Okay, I mean. Now, if you want to be a huge fan, that you should do all that you just did, but I know you want to be his friend.
Ugh.
And he's just going to see you as like a fanboy, which there's nothing wrong with, but that's your role in his eyeballs.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, bud.
Yeah.
I mean, line him up. I'll interview him if you want to bring him in.
Are you serious?
If he's ever in town, he can come in. We have a lot of guests coming up. Derek Huff's coming in Friday morning conversation. Rodney Atkins, Brene Brown, Pink. Pink's going to be on, I think, Monday.
Wow.
So, yeah, a lot. And maybe Johnny Bananas, right, Lunchbox?
Oh, yes. Johnny Bananas will make a trip. Oh, well, we got to get it done within the next 2 weeks because he's going to the challenge, so maybe when he gets back.
Okay. All right, bud.
Oh, man. I'll put it on the calendar. I'll hit him up.
All right. Hit him up since you guys are your Instagram friends now, right?
Well, I posted a picture of us on Instagram.
Do you like it?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, hopefully you will, bud. All right. Hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Johnny Bananas is following you on Instagram.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, it just happened, guys. I looked last night. He was not following me.
Yeah, we just looked during the break.
Song,
and he's following you on Instagram. So now you can send him a message and go right into his DMs.
Yes, that I'm getting in his DMs.
But
be cool.
Yeah, you got to be way cooler than you are right now.
All right.
Because you're cool, but you're such a fan of this guy that you can't go overboard.
Okay. Where does Johnny Bananas like live?
California.
Okay.
Like, what's his address?
Funny 235.
18 Santa Monica Boulevard.
Wow.
What should he send first?
Well,
yeah. Like, do I send a "Hey man, good to meet you," or like
meet
"Hey man, it's good catching up."
Catching up.
I don't know him.
Catching up with what? You never met him. You screamed at him. You know what I would? What I would do? Is I would follow him on, watch his Insta stories, and if you see something that you want to comment on, just make a comment. Be like, oh, that's so funny, that's a cool thing. And it opens up conversation.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Like, that's a great post, I feel. Like, that's how you do it. That's what I do. I'm teaching you my game right now. Morgan, number two, why are you laughing at me?
Because I know that's how you slide into girls' DMs, and you're telling Lunchbox to do that with this dude.
Because that's what it feels like.
It does.
It feels like he's in love with this dude. Yeah, you wait for him to post something on a story, and then hop in and like comment on it.
Okay, all right, that's what I'll do. I'll reply to his story.
Do it now. Find something right, in there.
All right, I'll get on my phone, man.
All right, update us in a few minutes.
Oh, man.
Right.
Hey, Johnny, what up, dude? Good story.
You got it. Don't do that.
Oh.
Don't yell, hey, what up, dude? Good story. Okay. We're going to move on from this segment altogether.
Yeah.
But update us tomorrow, all right, bud?
All right.
I like being called country music's youngest historian. It's a nickname that I value. Like, I really, like, love country music and have not only just studied from when I've been alive, but even prior. But this next one, it's weird. And we all know the story, but until you dig down, you just don't... I'm going to do it, though.
The Let's Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1967, Elvis Presley married his longtime girlfriend, Priscilla. Now, he was 24, she was 14 when they met. Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's 10 years.
It's not the 10 years. It's not the 10 years that bothers me.
It wasn't 34 and 24.
I know.
He said 24 and 14. What?
I know.
What?
Elvis Presley met her during his time in the Army. He met 14-year-old Priscilla while serving in Germany. Instantly smitten, they began, and the couple kept in touch after he returned home. She would visit him in the U.S. In 1963, she moved there for good under strict conditions put forward by her parents. So 63, be 4 years. So she was 17 and he was 27.
When they got married?
No, whenever she moved in.
Oh, she moved into Grayson.
I don't know. And that's just what we know.
That's just what we know. I mean, that's probably true, all that stuff.
But I mean, they were dating prior, yeah, before she moved in. She's 16. He's... How do we feel about this?
I feel weird. But it was a different time.
It was a different time.
I didn't live back then, so yeah. I don't know. I guess I'd like to ask my grandma, you know, if she was around.
I know.
Be like, was that weird?
You ought to see the Jerry Lee Lewis one.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that one, it wasn't. Hold on.
It was his teen.
And his cousin,
it
right?
It was his teenage cousin.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Just, yeah, too much.
And I believe she was 13. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
She was. And how old was he?
Not 13.
He was an adult man.
He was an adult man.
Jerry
yes.
Lewis?
Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee. No, different than Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lewis, like, lady!
That's right.
Jerry Lee Lewis is this guy.
Poor guy, close name. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you gotta think these parents were okay with this because it's like, oh, you're gonna get to move in with Elvis under these strict conditions. It's just like, even the fact that they're okay with it is weird.
Different.
Was it because?
Different time, I guess.
Elvis?
What's up?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I just, yeah.
Was, you're like, if it was anyone else, no. But it's, since it's the king of rock and roll, okay.
Well. Ladies and gentlemen.
The news is
he was 23, she was 13. That's what it was.
You're talking about Jerry.
Oh my gosh. Like, let's just think about this right now.
That's what like, Mike told me. What?
So my daughter, Stashira, she's 12.
Okay.
Like, so basically... Let's call her 13. Like, I cannot imagine being like, yes, you may date a 23-year-old. What?
Mary.
That's also your cousin.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you may marry. Ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
Well, anyway, Elvis.
But
cool, man.
If anybody, does anybody have any stories like this in their family?
No.
If I did, I don't think...
You sure?
I don't think I know. I'm not sure I don't, but...
Well, because, like, if you think of our family tree and our history, like, I wonder what age my great-grandma got married.
And maybe it was common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or my... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, it ain't common now. It don't make me feel good.
No, no, they're going to jail.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. That's today in country music history. There you go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
I know your daughter's birthday was a few days ago, and you got her a watch phone?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's from Verizon. It's like a gizmo. I recommend it to parents if they're, and we researched a lot of different things, but so far, like, we've been really happy with it because it lets you have 10 contacts, so she can only have 10 people, calls coming in, calls going out.
All 10 that you trust in.
All 10 that we trust, and they have to be programmed in by us, so it's not like she can just call somebody random. Like, there's a friend at her school she wants to add that I guess has a phone, but, like, she had to come to us, tell us the friend and the number. She couldn't just, like, program it in herself, so that's been cool, and she just loves to call us, and it's so fun. Like, my phone rings in the middle of the day sometimes, and she'll be in between class or whatever, and she'll just be like, hey, hey, Mom. She talks into her watch, and it's just adorable and precious. But she also calls from her bedroom at night to tattle on her brother, who's upstairs not sleeping. And I was like, okay, well, this is annoying, but also amazing, because now I need to come up there and make sure he goes to bed.
Why? What was happening?
He was playing with his car. Well, we put them to bed, and then we go downstairs, and we assume when we put you in your bed after we pray and read and everything, you are staying in your bed, lights off, going to bed. But she, now that she has a phone, she calls, and she's like, Stevenson's up playing with cars. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, first of all, we don't need to tattle on each other, but thank you. And so go upstairs and make sure he goes back to bed. So, I mean, she's using her phone for good. I like it.
Do you care that she's tattling?
We don't encourage tattling. But in this case, she knows that Stevenson needs rest. I think she's just being a helper. We told her that with a phone and with being 12 now comes responsibility.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think she enjoys the responsibility and sees it as her duty. Because when Stevenson does not get sleep, that's when we deal with his other side of his personality. When he's rested, he stays pretty, like, you know, happy-go-lucky. Everything's awesome. But when he's tired, we deal with a different side.
Have you told them that you're going back to Haiti into their orphanage without them?
Not, we haven't really had that talk yet, but that's okay. They're not hearing this, so it's fine. But no, but that's going to be in a couple weeks, so we need to.
What time of the show do they listen, just so I know? I figure they were in school right now.
No, because they're not, they don't really get to listen that much anymore, but there's sometimes, depending on if they have errands before school. So they're in school for 3 hours a day from like 10 to 1:30.
Okay.
Well, then 30 minutes is lunch, so really it's 3 hours of school. So yeah, we're pretty good. So we can just say whatever you want, but sometimes if I know they may be running an errand, I'm like, okay.
Angela in Nashville, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, what's going on?
Great. Just wanted to mention that I took my kids out to the NFL draft. We're from Nashville. We were there Friday night, and you happened to walk past us, and I called out your name, and you looked, and then, of course, you had to just keep on walking for sure, but it was great to see you.
Was I in the middle of a pack of cameras and crew and running from side to side?
Crew, yes. Yeah. And I called out your name not quite as passionately as Lunchbox
with Johnny Bananas.
Mr. Bananas, but yeah. And so you looked, and my kids just thought that was the greatest. He saw you, you know, so it was pretty neat.
Well, I appreciate you saying hello. I appreciate you listening to the show, too.
Yes, my kids and I enjoy you every morning.
Well,
tell
those kids we say hello.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. I have some clips here that someone gave me from this thing called the Honey Hush Podcast. Listen, I write stuff on Instagram, my Instagram stories. I do these things where I say, hey, ask me a question. And people ask me stuff, and I just answer. I don't really think that people see it. I mean, I know people see it, but, you know, I feel like it's just me and my people talking.
So something Honey Hush saw?
Well, it's a podcast, and it's these three business women, and this is her talking about my Insta story.
And I think the answer is discipline. Leave it to Bobby Bones to come through with the wisdom. But I was scrolling on Instagram this week and saw a story of his pop up. And I really was like stopped just dead in my tracks.
We don't stop people in their tracks.
Wow.
Look at this.
She stopped.
My knowledge. Yeah, right.
Someone, a student, I'm sure, asked Bobby, where do I find the motivation to study for finals? I'm just exhausted. I love what Bobby said. He said, motivation is not for the exhausted. This is where discipline has to kick in. How badly do you want to do well? Have you created a discipline that allows for you to push through the uncomfortable?
Well, listen, here's what it is. There are three levels. There's inspiration, which you ain't got to do anything to be inspired. That's the easiest of all. There's motivation, which is the start to things, which is pretty easy as well to be motivated. And motivation comes and goes. When motivation goes, you don't do anything anymore. But then there's discipline. Discipline is if, you know, you want to get ahead at your job, if you want to be healthier, if discipline's doing it whenever it doesn't feel good. It's easy to be inspired. Right now, I'm so inspired. It's pretty easy to be motivated and start something. It's really hard to be disciplined. So if you want to change your life, you have to be disciplined, because discipline is pushing through all the uncomfortable points too. You're motivated, nothing's uncomfortable. It's like, how motivated am I? So I think that's probably what I wrote. Sounds like something I'd say.
Yeah, you've said it before, because I didn't think about it till I heard her clip back and I was thinking of podcasts, but I definitely quoted you on Carla Marie's podcast that I did.
Did you
her.
Credit me?
Side Hustlers. I absolutely did.
I'm just kidding.
But I quoted that exact same thing, but not from your Instagram. I had recently heard you say that, and she had asked me something, I guess, in relation to that. And I said, well, Bobby has shared that everyone can be motivated, but you have to have the discipline.
Yeah, motivation is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody get motivated? I'm motivated to go run a marathon. Great. Let's see about training day 19, when you have to wake up at 7 in the morning and do a 13-mile run. Or let's see, I'm motivated to keep my laundry running on a normal cycle and keep it going. Well, let's see, when you don't have laundry done, it's 10:30 at night. And like, that's where the discipline comes in. Anyway, well, there you go.
Why'd you go, well, like yourself, hearing yourself talk?
Well, yes. Sometimes even I get tired of hearing me talk. I'm just like, oh. I did finish the Brene Brown special on Netflix, which is fantastic. And I've read her books, too, a couple of them. I thought that was good. But, you know, and she's all about vulnerability, which is what I learned from. But yeah, people often ask me, hey, where do you go to get motivated? I go to people that are better at it than I am. She's way better at that kind of stuff than I am. So I'd
Similar too, and she's all about the failure too.
Well, I'm all about it only because I've done it. I have no other choice.
I know, but she said everyone should embrace the failure, because that's where the goodness can come.
Bobby Bones, come on. All these health influencers on Instagram, they did a bunch of research, and they said that about 90% of them give false information about health. So we're looking to them as the experts, but really they don't know anything.
Oh, man.
Just because they got a couple abs, we're like, well, they know what they're talking about. So like 90%, they say, have given false or misleading info in their last few Instagram posts.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm not following any Instagram posts unless they post a diploma. They're that's the only advice I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapping it up today, Amy, what's going on?
I got a workout today and just hang out with the kids. And I have an interview, but on the phone here, so I'll see how that goes.
Like a job interview? Wait, are you trying to get a job?
No, with Texas Monthly.
Oh, the interviewing you?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
Well, I don't know the full concept yet, but...
You're being interviewed and you don't know why?
Well, I do a little bit, but I am trying to understand exactly what they're doing. It's something cool. You sort of know about it. I'll have to explain it to you, but it is a little bit confusing. But I got it.
I won't even go to an interview if I don't know the interviewer's blood type. Like, I need to know exactly what's up.
Yes. Okay, so I know what's up, but what they're doing with it, like, I'm going to be recording myself talking, and they're going to be, I don't know what all he's going to be asking
me. Are you sure that's the interviewer or, like, a freak?
Oh, shoot.
We
I don't know.
I want you to record. All right. I'm going to have a couple calls today. I have to talk to the American Idol today, this afternoon, because I've picked the songs for these contestants to sing, not this week, but next week. I picked the songs. And so they gave me no guidelines. They're like, have them pick whatever you want. And today I'm going to find out if these songs have cleared or not. And if they haven't, kind of start over. I reached out to Walker Burrows yesterday, who's the red-haired kid that was kicked off. I didn't get a text back.
Oh.
Maybe he's just disappeared, though, for
A little bit.
Like, jumped off the grid. But I thought it would be interesting to bring him up here and talk to him about what happens right when the show, right when you get eliminated, because I don't see them anymore. It's like they're just scooped off the show, like, and they do some press, and then I don't know what happens. And so, and he's so good, and he lives here. But I text him. Didn't hear from him, though.
You know, like on The Bachelor or Bachelorette or whatever, they have to, like, pack their luggage and take it with them. Is it like that?
On Dancing with the Stars, you leave immediately. You go to every single performance with a packed bag.
Oh, wow.
Nikki Glaser talked about that in our podcast that we did, the latest Bobbycast. They say come to every single episode with a packed bag, because if you lose, you get on an airplane and you go home immediately. It's like, thank you, do press, you go and you fly and you do Good Morning America across the country.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
For like 4 weeks, I didn't even take a bag. I was like, I'm not.
Mentally letting
I'm
yourself.
I'm not doing
yeah,
it.
Oh, nice.
Because
that helps.
The body goes where the head goes. And my head was like, I am not thinking I'm losing this thing.
Right.
So, Lunchbox, you're in Austin today?
Yeah, I'm in Austin. I'm going to take a nap, and I got to give away tickets to our iHeart Festival to lucky listeners, so they're free. Last chance.
Where are you going
to
be?
I'm going to be at the Capital One Cafe at 6th and Congress from noon to 2, and you have a chance to go to soundcheck with Dan and Shay also.
Oh, wow.
That's fun.
There you go. All right, thank you. I will see you on Thursday's show. Hope it's awesome. Hope your day's awesome. We'll check you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.